In 1955, the Milwaukee Parks Commission held a design competition to develop a new conservatory at Mitchell Park.
Although it attracted architects from around the world, a Milwaukee architect named Donald L. Grebe won. His design called for three beehive-shaped glass domes that offered 15,000 square feet of space for plants to grow.
Completed in 1967, the domes became a landmark in the city, but last year the domes were on the verge of being demolished. With tight county budgets and a big price tag for renovations, it all added up to a dismal future for the landmarks.
Now, the Friends of the Domes organization has a new plan to save them and add new amenities at the Mitchell Park Domes Horticulture Conservatory. Krista Beal Diefenbach is Executive Director of the Friends of the Domes in Milwaukee. Krista, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by giving us some background on what condition are the Mitchell Park Domes in right now?
Well, after decades of deferred maintenance, the condition is not good, to be honest. There is issues with the glazing, so when it rains on outside of the domes, it rains inside of the domes. There's also some concerns with the concrete needing to be repaired, and much of the mechanicals are original to the build, so they need to be desperately replaced.
There's been talk for some years now, actually, that, hey, maybe we've missed our window. The domes were great, but their time has passed, and they're going to have to be demolished. Obviously, you're working to make that not happen. Can you make a case for the significance of the domes and their value to have people want to keep them around?
In terms of what the Milwaukee domes mean to Wisconsin and the city of Milwaukee, it is without question iconic, but it's also an oasis. I've heard that term used quite a bit lately when people are trying to, they're struggling for the word, for what it means to them, what it means to have a place to go year-round where you can connect with nature, what it means to be able to visit the tropics or the desert and not have to buy a plane ticket in order to make that happen. You know, connection to nature is critical. It's critical to our health, our emotional health, and our physical health. And places like the Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservatory, they make that happen in a very meaningful way for our community.
A lot of people listening have probably been to the domes. Many haven't, though. Can you paint us a picture when we visit the different ecosystems we see in each dome?
One of the things that I love most is this idea of having three unique ecosystems that people can travel what would be across the world within the matter of an afternoon. So there's the Floral Show Dome, which is a spectacular collection that changes five times a year. And so if you think about that investment of having a new garden, like we pull it down to the studs and rebuild it five times a year, well, that's really to give our community a reason to come back and be able to see something new and experience something new. And so that's one of the ecosystems. We also have the Desert Dome, which now has six deserts represented in it, which is incredibly unique. Usually you would go to a horticultural conservatory and maybe be able to experience one or two deserts, but to have six of them, some of them cold climate, some of them hot climate, but you know, a really unique collection of plants. And then the third ecosystem is the tropics. So we have a jungle at the domes. And again, we have jungles from across the world represented. We have one of the largest Canary Island date palms that's in an indoor conservatory. We have one of the largest ones in the world.
We're talking about a new proposal to save the Mitchell Park Domes. Krista Beal Diefenbach is Executive Director of the Friends of the Domes in Milwaukee. All right, that's the background, Krista. Let's dig into this new plan. Paint us a big picture. What is in this proposal?
Right. So this proposal isn't just about putting the conservatory back the way it was, because we know that that's not enough. That's not enough to get us out of the situation that we're in. And that's because, you know, restoring them exactly the way they were doesn't meet the needs of a modern day conservatory. And so, you know, what we're doing is, yes, restoring them, and we're going to be adding all of these wonderful amenities that will help us to achieve a sustainable business model. And so that includes things such as a cafe. So we currently don't have concessions at the domes, and we'll have this boutique cafe. We'll also be able to expand the size of the gift shop, driving more in retail sales. We'll be able to add an interactive children's garden. So what a lot of people don't realize is that we actually have four domes. We have one that's a back of house dome that's used as a greenhouse that grows plants. And we would transition that over to what we're calling the Little Sprouts Dome. That would be that interactive play area for kids so they can dig into their love of nature.
I understand part of the goal, too, would be to make better use of the park that the domes are in the middle of.
Right, absolutely. So part of the plan includes a new nature learning center that really helps us to achieve our education and programming goals. We'd be able to serve three times the number of children through school field trips that we're currently able to serve. We'll also have investments in the park itself. So that includes a new courtyard garden. Years ago, there used to be a sunken garden that would go along the area of the park that spans from the conservatory to Pierce Street. And so with this new plan, we're going to be able to put what I'm calling the Sunken Gardens 2.0 in. It's actually a stormwater garden that would include Wisconsin native plants that are water loving because it's kind of a swampy part of the park. And we'd have walking trails there along with artwork from local artists. And it would just be a wonderful way to get people in the park, enjoying the park. It also allows us to add that fourth ecosystem. So that would be our Wisconsin ecosystem.
There are a lot of pieces of that puzzle there. And, of course, it comes with a price tag. I've seen estimates $133 million. Where are you hoping to see that all come from?
All right. So our capital stack includes funding from various sources. And what's, I think, important to note is that it doesn't rely too heavily on one source. So, yes, we're asking Milwaukee County for a financial commitment. But their overall commitment would just be 22% of the project. We're also going to go after private philanthropy, so doing a capital campaign and asking donors to support this effort. We would also be leveraging historic and new market tax credits. So that allows us to generate about $30 million in revenue in support of this project. So you put all of those pieces together and it makes that capital stack possible.
With the county contribution, that's in the neighborhood of $30 million in this plan. The county facing some tight times, a budget deficit in and of itself. What are you hearing from county officials about whether that's a realistic possibility?
Well, I know that they're interested in supporting this plan. They are excited about the possibility of this new future for the conservatory, but you know, they're also dealing with the very real financial challenges that have plagued the county really for decades. And so, you know, trying to navigate that and prioritize all of the various activities that we as a community would like would like for them to support. It's a challenging situation. However, with that said, we are optimistic that there's a path forward here, that this is a great plan. It provides the county with a tremendous return on investment. So for every dollar they're putting on the table, we're bringing nearly $4 in funding from other sources. And, you know, it is what our community wants and needs. So, you know, we have done survey after survey and we know Milwaukee County says save the domes. And so this is a plan that does just that.
How much of your clientele, of your visitors to the domes are from out of Milwaukee County? How many people is this bringing in as a tourist attraction?
All right, so we know that about 55 to 60% of the people who come through our doors are from outside of Milwaukee County. And so we know that this is an economic driver. It's an economic driver for the south side of Milwaukee, as well as the county and as well as the state. And, you know, part of this plan, our Domes Reimagined plan, it is a creating a business model and a business plan that really gets at, you know, that area of our work. How do we drive more revenue And we do that through a strategic marketing campaign, and that would very much be part of that new future.
Now, one important point, people may follow the news over the years about Mitchell Park domes. The domes are open now, right? People can go and visit. They don't have to wait for a plan to kick in to renovate it first.
Yes, we are open 7 days a week. We have a new show. Actually, our fall show just kicked off this past weekend. So there's always something new happening at the domes.
Krista, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Truly.
Krista Beal-Diefenbach is executive director of the Friends of the Domes in Milwaukee. She talked to us about her organization's plan to preserve the botanical domes at Mitchell Park.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll take a tour of Wisconsin's Rustic Roads program, highlighting scenic out-of-the-way drives all over the state.
We have a story from Jason in De Pere. Jason writes, I fell in love with the Rustic Roads on a random drive last year on Rustic Road 7 in Kewaunee County. I appreciate how the roads help us slow down and enjoy the beauty surrounding us. There's so much history, nature, wildlife, and things to do that I was immediately hooked.
Jason was inspired to start the unique Wisconsin YouTube channel. There are 59 videos so far, each one featuring one of the state's rustic roads. And Jason rates them by wildlife, scenery, vista views, drivability, hustle and bustle, and historical interest.
And Jason says, quote, I've had the opportunity to travel parts of the state that I otherwise would have likely just flown by on the interstate.
Thanks for the story and the videos, Jason. You can share your rustic road story and adventures. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to WPR News.